Test 78, Section 2, Question 14. Here we're looking for an assumption required by the argument, and it says the general principle that if one ought to do something, then one can do it, does not always hold true. So basically it's saying it isn't always true that if you ought to do it, you can. Meaning sometimes there might be things where you should do it, but you can't. This may be seen by considering an example, and then it says here's an example. Suppose someone promises to meet a friend at a certain time. So he promised to meet a friend at a certain time, but because of an unforeseen traffic jam, it's impossible to do so. So you have this situation, you promise to meet your friend, but you have a traffic jam, there's a traffic jam, and you can't make it. Now, the assumption here is that this situation would fit the principle. And the principle is that sometimes you ought to do something, but you can't. And what we have here is an example of something where you can't do it, meaning you can't make it to meet the friend. But the part that's missing here is whether or not that constitutes a situation where you ought to do something. So the assumption is that if you promise to meet a friend, you ought to do that. So that was kind of the gap. So A says, if a person failed to do something that she or he ought to have done, then that person failed to do something that he or she promised to do. This one has the right parts, but the problem is it's backwards. If it said, if you fail to do something you promised, then you fail to do something you ought to do, we need to know that meeting someone that you promise to meet is something you ought to do, not that something you ought to do is that. So it's the right parts, but backwards. Only an event like an unforeseen traffic jam could excuse a person from the obligation to keep a promise. That's not really going to help us here, because then it wouldn't be something that you ought to do because you excuse the obligation. C, if there is something that a person ought to do, then it is something that person is capable of not, or ought not to do. It's something that person is capable of not doing. This really isn't about what we should not do, it's about what we should do. The obligation created by a promise is not relieved by the fact that the promise cannot be kept. And I went, maybe. I'm going to hold on to that because we do kind of have to assume that the obligation, what you ought to do, isn't eliminated by the fact that you can't do it. So maybe. I held on to D. And then if an event like an unforeseen traffic jam interferes with keeping a promise, that person should not have made the promise to begin with. Well, that's about making the promise, not about whether or not we ought to keep the promise. And so answer choice D is our best one. It's a little tricky because A has the right parts, but it's backwards. And then C talks about things that are not obligations or things we are obligated not to do. So therefore, D is going to be our correct one here.